And now, Paul Meacham, Jr.
In Genesis 10:31, it was written after their tongues or languages. But in Genesis 11:1, it was written that the whole earth was of one tongue or one language. Is this a contradiction from the compiler, translator, or from whom? Well, the answer could be given in one word. No, it's not a contradiction at all from anyone. But let me explain why that is the case. We find in Genesis chapter 10 the genealogies of the three sons of Noah who came out of the ark. These genealogies begin before the time that the languages were divided at the Tower of Babel, an event that we find recorded for us in chapter 11. However, the genealogies extend beyond that time, beyond the time of the division of the languages. So some of these people listed in chapter 10 in the genealogical record would have been living during the time the earth was of one tongue or one language. However, there are those who would have been living after the time of the division and after the languages had already been separated. Now, how do we know that for sure? Is that simply our guess, trying to explain away a contradiction? Well, no, that's not our guess at all. The Bible actually gives us that information. First of all, let's read verse 31 of chapter 10. It was referred to in the question, and it says, "These were the sons of Shem, according to their families, according to their languages, in their lands, according to their nations." And then again, chapter 11 and verse 1, "Now the whole earth had one language and one speech." Well, how do we know that a point of division occurred before verse 31? Well, if we go back to verse 25 in this genealogy from the sons of Shem, we find there that to Eber were born two sons. The name of one was Peleg, for in his days the earth was divided. In fact, his name, Peleg, means division. So we find then that verse 31 is referring to those who lived after the time that the languages were divided. I hope you find that answer helpful, and I do encourage you to continue to study your Bible.